Welcome to the Eating Habits for Life podcast. If you're a career woman struggling with overeating, emotional eating, or weight loss, you're in the right place. I'm Kate, a coach and former physician assistant, and I'll help you break free from those habits and build a healthier, more confident life. Let's dive into today's episode. Hey there, career women. Welcome to the podcast. Non-career women, you're welcome too, of course. So I know a lot of you are interested in intermittent fasting. You've been hearing about it often and wondering if it's something you should try, or maybe you're just curious about what it can do for weight loss. So I'm going to give you the quick and dirty on intermittent fasting for healthy weight loss. I'll explain what intermittent fasting is in a very simple and easy to understand way, what my husband Paul and I recently found when we started trying it, why it helps with weight loss, how to make sure you're using it for healthy weight loss if you do want to try it, plus some simple steps and tips to get started. So intermittent fasting is just not eating for a period of time each day or week, in its most simple definition. There are multiple options for the length of time that you fast for, and this is called the fasting window. And fasting just means not eating. We all do this every day already. A good example of this is when you're sleeping. When you eat breakfast in the morning, you're breaking the fast. Clever, right? Because you're not eating all night while you're sleeping. And then when you have breakfast, that marks the end of that fasting period. Some people don't eat breakfast at all, so they fast until either a mid-morning snack or lunch. Some people don't eat any snack or dessert after dinner, and so they naturally fast from dinner until the first meal the next day. And the first meal of the day also includes drinks with calories in them, also, of course, in the evening. So that also counts as like a meal, so to speak. The eating window is the period of time between your first meal of the day and your last meal of the day. Some people fast for 24 hours or longer, so they would also have an eating window as well, where they would get all of their food in. There are several health benefits to intermittent fasting, but I'm going to be talking about the benefit of healthy weight loss in this episode. Now, fairly recently, my husband Paul and I started just naturally extending the period of time from when we wake up until we have breakfast. So this would be extending that fasting window and shrinking the eating window a little bit. We're not doing it for the purpose of weight loss, but more so for other health benefits. And I wanted to just give it a try to see how it feels and that way be able to provide some tips for you. So why intermittent fasting helps with healthy weight loss is that whenever you are eating, your blood sugar rises, and with that, insulin rises. Insulin is a hormone whose main job is just to move that sugar or glucose from the bloodstream into your body's cells so that it can create energy, so the cells can make energy. This is a good thing. However, when you eat foods that are not whole foods, they're processed foods that have flour or sugar in them, like a lot of flour and sugar, your blood sugar rises significantly. Since your blood sugar rises significantly, insulin also rises significantly or is significantly released. This negatively affects the ability of your body to burn fat. It also negatively affects how full you feel. So if you've ever eaten like chips or cookies and felt like you could easily keep going, like you don't actually feel full, this is in part due to getting a dopamine hit from the sugar and the salt, of course, and the flour, but also because that significant rise in insulin decreases your ability to actually feel full. And this is just due to the hormone leptin. Leptin is the hormone that enables you to actually feel full. So insulin just decreases your ability to feel full because of the negative effects on leptin. So if you're not able to feel full, this is going to likely lead to overeating, especially if something tastes really good, right? And that certainly does not help with weight loss if you're overeating. So when you shorten that eating window, you're shortening the period of time where your insulin is raised. This enables you to utilize your fat stores already on you for energy and burn fat, which of course assists with weight loss. And as an added benefit, you get to utilize extra fat stores as energy. So if you begin and continue with intermittent fasting and find something that works for you, you're just better able to utilize fat as energy rather than mainly just using glucose as energy. And if you're a very busy career woman or a very busy person in general, extra energy is a wonderful thing. So when you're able to use or better utilize fat as energy, this is called fat adaptation or becoming fat adapted. And this can actually benefit you in long distance running if you're a long distance runner, such as like a half marathon or full marathon distance, because you will run out of glycogen stores eventually, but then you'll be able to utilize fat as energy to finish up your long run or race. Okay, so now I want to tell you how to make sure you're using it for healthy weight loss if you want to try it. So I think the first most important step is just to make sure that you really understand what I just said about how it can help with weight loss. When you understand how, you're more likely to stick with it. So if you're a little bit unclear, then just go through the first part of this episode again. Now, the goal here isn't to eat as little as calories as possible during that eating window. You don't want to go down to like 500 calories. The goal is consistency. It's not about calorie counting either. You really just want to be consistent with this. If you want intermittent fasting to help with weight loss, you have to be consistent. To help with consistency, making it doable is really going to be your best bet, especially in the beginning. If this is new for you, I recommend easing in. If you're not that hungry in the morning, just see if you can delay eating until you're actually feeling like moderately hungry. A lot of times, mild hunger in the morning is actually just dehydration from going all night without drinking water. My husband Paul and I found this to be true. We would wake up mildly hungry, but noticed that drinking a full bottle of water actually helped significantly with that. And then we didn't start to get truly hungry until like closer to mid-morning. And if the water doesn't quite make that mild hunger go away, that's perfectly okay. You can totally do those mild hunger sensations, right? I like to explain hunger sensations as suggestions that it might be time to eat. And then you get to decide if it's truly time to eat based on multiple different factors. I help my clients with this so that they can feel confident about eating with intention rather than just reactively, and understanding when it's hunger versus something else. Because a lot of times that something else is an emotion or even a craving or an urge, which are also emotions. So for you, I recommend making those baby steps. So if you normally eat first thing in the morning when you get up, say like 6 o'clock, then just see if you can delay it until 7 or 8 o'clock. You know, certainly you don't want to be feeling lightheaded or anything like that, but if it's just some mild hunger sensations, like that little bit of emptiness in your stomach or a little bit of stomach growling. Well, stomach growling can sometimes indicate more of a moderate hunger, but you know what I mean. That's perfectly okay if you're just having those mild hunger sensations. I will tell you this, many of my clients find that they actually aren't truly hungry until a little bit later in the morning or even lunchtime, but they have just been in the habit of eating breakfast in the morning before work. So interesting, right? Now, using intermittent fasting for healthy weight loss means that you actually have some weight to lose, because if you don't, you definitely want to make sure that you're eating just as much food in that eating window as you were previously, right? If you don't have extra weight to lose, you don't want to be utilizing this for weight loss, of course. So if you're actively trying to lose weight, then you can certainly eat a little bit less food in that eating window, and this, you'll probably find that this is easier to do for you just because you're shrinking that period of time. So that combined with becoming fat adapted will help with that healthy weight loss. And if you don't need to or want to lose weight, but find you're losing a little bit of weight while you're intermittent fasting, then just make sure to eat a little bit more during that eating window to maintain weight. Just kind of play around with that. Now let's look at the other end of the eating, nighttime. If you're delaying the time in the morning that you're going to be starting to eat, you're going to want to make sure that you're not eating later at night, right? If you want to make sure that that fasting window is longer and that eating window is shorter than what you're currently doing. Otherwise, you're not really going to get the benefits. So as you see what feels right for you, you may find that a 16-hour fasting window with an 8-hour eating window feels good. This is a very common one for intermittent fasting. Some people do a 20-hour fasting window with a 4-hour eating window. This may be something that you would eventually work up to, but just test and find out and see what feels good to you. The key is just really to make sure that you're feeling well as you're doing this, and you'll get used to that little bit of hunger that you might feel. And this typically goes away in the morning or in the evening if you're shortening your window more on the evening side. Your body does adjust as long as you're being consistent. So again, like I mentioned, you might feel that little bit of hunger in the morning, but you tend to just adjust to this maybe after like several weeks or a month. If you're sort of just sporadically doing this, your body won't really adjust very well. And keep in mind that drinks with calories in them count as food because they also will raise your blood sugar and insulin. Now, for my coffee drinkers, you can drink black coffee, just don't add a whole bunch of cream and sugar to it. If you absolutely cannot tolerate black coffee, if you just did like a drop or two of cream, that's fine. For me, I need a tiny little bit of cream to still enjoy my coffee. I'd rather not drink coffee at all if it's just black. And for my listeners who can't go to bed feeling hungry, that's me as well, you can certainly still have an evening snack, but just remember that your fasting period starts after that evening snack. So that means you might want to shoot for not eating anything until like later morning or even lunchtime the next day. But again, you're free to work up to this. I think when things are too difficult, when they're new, it's very easy to give up when it feels super uncomfortable. So that's why I think easing in is so helpful. Some people may find that they're just the type of person that does well jumping right in. So if that's you, feel free to just commit to a bigger fasting window early on. And with anything, you might want to just give this a try and see how it works for your body. I recommend giving it a solid month of being consistent. Now, certainly if you're easing in, you may want to give yourself 2 months to see if it's actually effective for you. And like any new behavior that we want to start doing and encourage ourselves to do again and again to create that consistency or that habit, you also want to reward yourself. We're going to choose a non-food reward though. So pick some sort of reward for yourself for either every day or every week that you're trying this. Something you can do daily is just put a little sticker on a calendar. You can use a little habit tracker and just fill in the bubbles or make an X or check mark in the boxes. Or you can reserve yourself a little bit of time in the evening to do something a little bit more indulgent that you don't normally do. In general, daily rewards tend to work better than weekly rewards because the daily ones are a little bit more immediate. And the brain likes to have an immediate reward in order to encourage a new behavior. You can also just tell yourself that you did a really amazing job and that feels good. That's a good example of a very immediate reward because you can do that right after, like every time you do like a fasting period, right? So good feelings also serve as a reward, a really nice reward, actually. All right, so that's what I have for you on intermittent fasting for healthy weight loss. When I help my clients with breaking bad eating habits and losing weight in a simple way that's sustainable, intermittent fasting is not something that I make you do. However, I do help my clients eat with intention. This means eating due to hunger and not something else. You being the one to decide and really make the decision using your prefrontal cortex, the very like future focused part of your brain, and not the more reactive part of the brain that just wants the pleasure and wants the quickest and easiest thing in the moment. Because of this, they find that they naturally end up intermittent fasting in a way, many of them, because they're eating less often and in a shorter window. So they kind of get those benefits. Or if this is something that you specifically want to try, I can help you work this in and make a habit of it, helping you stay consistent and making it as easy as possible to stick to. If you haven't already, be sure to receive the free course plus workbook on weight loss habits. That's not my newest free course. My newest one is Crushing Bad Eating Habits for Career Women, but if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming that you might really enjoy the weight loss habits course with workbook. You can get that with the link in the episode description. And the other free course, the Breaking Bad Eating Habits course, is on my website. So this weight loss habits course includes very easy steps to create some weight loss habits for yourself that will just make healthy weight loss easier and much more sustainable, because you'll be building some really healthy habits that also aid with weight loss. Thanks for listening. Add the show to your library so you don't miss an episode, and I'll talk with you next week. Before you jump into the next episode, if you're feeling stuck in the cycle of frustration and disappointment with your eating habits, you don't have to stay there. Let's make change simple, not overwhelming. Book your free consult now. Just tap the link in the show notes.